But you know, I'm learning that that we don't age all at once, right? Different body parts age faster than others, right? Yeah, yeah. Like my taste buds, still tasty. My colon, not a team player. But different parts of the body age faster than others, right? Like my heart, still young. My knees, ooh. Apparently my knees walked to freedom with Harriet Tubman. Y'all, I call my knees the Middle East because no matter what I do, there's no peace. My doctor told me to take OsteoBiflex, and it works, right? Like, I don't hear my knees cracking anymore, right? But now I'm afraid that's because I'm losing my hearing. But I will admit to you guys that age is a touchy subject for me, right? Because there's a TV show called Younger, right? Where in order to find and keep a job, a white woman in her 40s pretends to be in her 20s. Because white women age so well? See, I don't understand how the star of that show is not a black woman. Aging well is what we do. I mean, come on, Angela Bassett is 209. I'm 87. Actually, you know what? I was taught that it's impolite to ask a woman her age, right? But it happens. So now, whenever a man asks me how old I am, I ask him if he's good in bed. Yeah, see, that way we both know we're about to lie. You know what? How about this? How about because it really tells you nothing substantive about who I am regarding age, I just say I'm a seasoned woman. Which basically means I'm delicious. And I'm probably gonna raise your blood pressure. Real talk though, I don't like sharing my age because I feel like it gives people another way to discriminate against me, right? Like, I got the hang of racism and sexism, I got that. Now you throw in ageism, now I'm Trinity in the Matrix. And I just took the red pill, right? I mean, one of my biggest fears is that I will be brutally murdered. It will make the news, and they will say my age. Leanne Lord, 87. So it's not bad enough that I'm dead, but now the whole world knows that I am 87. Thank you, Anderson Cooper. That's a lot of self-esteem, right? To think that my murder will make CNN prime time? Shout out to my vision board. I gotta tell y'all, according to my vision board, tomorrow me is amazing. All right, she gonna get up early. She gonna eat right. She gonna exercise. And be married to Jason Momoa. And you know what? if anyone in here doesn't know who Jason Momoa is, let me fill that void in your life. Jason Momoa is the actor who played Aquaman. Yeah, yes, even the men are moist now. Now, you know what, I saw the movie and I was a little confused because somebody told me that Aquaman had a plot. I don't remember that. I remember Jason Momoa came on screen. 2 hours and 22 minutes later, I knew how to swim. Now, I really wasn't into the whole superhero thing until I saw Black Panther. Y'all, I saw Black Panther opening weekend, right? And I had not seen that many happy black people in one place since Election Day 2008. Oh. Oh. The line to get into the theater was so long. I got excited. I was like, are we voting? What? One of my favorite lines from Black Panther is, be silent, colonizer. That's how I be getting through these Zoom meetings. And that's how you teach critical race theory. But my favorite superhero movie is Harriet. Yes, the movie about Harriet Tubman. Yes. And I'll tell you, the part of the film that really moved me is when she escapes, she's free. She goes back home 1 year later to rescue her husband and finds that he is already married to another woman. Now, to her credit, she took it well. I did not. Because I was like, if that could happen to Harriet Tubman, that could happen to me. I leave, I come back, he's married. Talk about baby, I didn't know where you went. I didn't know how long you'd be gone. Motherfucker, I went to work. I left this morning. I have to tell you guys, I was incredibly thrilled and honored to be invited to do this show. Okay. Because women, we are 52% of the population, right? But we only make 85 cents on the dollar. That's why I don't feel bad about shoplifting. Now, black women, we only make 65 cents on the dollar. Right, right. So that means if I told a joke that you didn't like, that's because I only wrote 65% of it. Now, I know 65%, that doesn't sound too bad, right? But in fairy tale terms, that's Snow White and the 4.5 dwarves. That is insufficient. I need a full set of dwarves. Yes, one for each appendage. Right? Grumpy Happy, Dopey Doc, Sleepy Sneezy, Bashful. Stop crying, Bashful. You know what it is. But I wanna ask y'all a question before I go. By round of applause, how many of you here would agree that time is money? Applaud if you believe time is money. So then I have a proposal. If they're not going to pay me all my money on the dollar, then I have to take back my time, right? So that 12-hour shift is now 8. 9 to 5 is 9 to 2, and my weekend starts on Wednesday. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it, the motion carries, and the senator from Wakanda reclaims her time. Thank you.